Hello, welcome to the Careers for Kids podcast where kids learn careers. This is Maxwell Valencia.
And this is Henry Morrison.
And today we have Danny Gonzalez, an author and podcaster. Hello, Mr. Gonzalez.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to meet y'all.
Yeah, thank you for spending your time to be on Careers for Kids. We hope you have a great interview. Now let's get started. And so, tell us what you currently do right now.
That's a good question, Max. So I'm a bit of an entrepreneur. So I have my own company, and it's called Startup Mindsets LLC with your dad, if you didn't know that. But I'm also the author of a book, and it's called Startup Mindsets Podcast. Or sorry, that's a podcast, but the book is called Startup Mindsets. And so I'm an author of a book, and it's not out yet, but it'll be out in about a week or so. I mean, as an author, you write and you talk to people, and you kind of just you want to create a book. So that's what I have been up to for the last 3 or 4 years.
Wow, that's great.
I can talk about like what made me want to write a book, or
Yeah,
I guess like anything like that,
that'd
but.
be perfect. Like, what was like your interest in making a book about startup mindsets?
You know, it's actually your dad's idea, Earl. But I have an
Yeah.
English degree from UC Riverside in Southern California, and I had been reading a lot of like novels at the time when I was like 20 years old, and I would think to myself maybe I'd have like the ability to write something as like good as what I was reading. And I think at the time I was going through like a lot of changes, right? Like my family moved to a different city as well, and I felt kind of wronged by like the landlord of that, or the neighbors I had there, who were rather how would I say it? Like we didn't have the best relationship with them, and they're part of the reason why we moved. And I wanted to write a novel that kind of encapsulated that story, but I tried, and I didn't end up getting anywhere with that. And I guess as a person who lived in San Francisco for such a long time, like I always wondered like what made the tech industry so successful. And then I joined this venture capital program where I got to work as a venture capitalist and look at startups and really see like what got them to where they were. And a big reason is investments from people, and in particular venture capital funds. And that's where I met your dad again, Maxwell. And he had the idea for the book, and he was talking about it on a PowerPoint, and I kind of jumped in and asked if I could help him write it. And I guess we're fast forward, we're here today, and we're about to publish it. But that's kind of what made me want to do it. But I also just have a natural love for writing and literature in general.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Like, it's good to like execute things. Like if you have an idea but never like capitalize on it, it's just gonna be an idea. That's why I always take action for things.
Yeah, I like people who go through with their ideas. I mean, not the bad ones, of course, but the good ideas, the ideas that you think could actually make a difference or just do some good for the world. And a lot of people don't go through with their ideas, so good to hear.
Remember, I
Oh,
had an
thank you.
idea of like applying to private high schools, which I remember like I forgot about it for a month, but now currently I'm working on essays and studying for the SSATs and the ICEs.
Good
Those are
luck,
the
man.
yeah. I'm applying to one in Connecticut. I hope I get in.
Oh wow, over there. Would you move back to over there, or?
No, it's like Choate or something,
Yeah,
and
it's a
Oh, gotcha.
it's like 30 minutes from our town, or his old town, and
Westport, Westport.
yeah.
They would not move back here, but it's a boarding school, I believe. He can tell you more about it when we're done here, but yep,
Pretty cool.
so Henry, you have a question, right?
Yep. So tell us more about your career and how you got to this position.
Yeah, that's a good question, Henry. I'd say like for me, my career has been one that's been non-linear, and I think prior to becoming an author, I had worked like just various jobs to make ends meet or make money, and so what was the question again? Tell y'all about the career and what made you choose.
Tell us more about it and how you got to this position. Like, what made you?
Oh, I see.
Become what you are.
Yeah, man. So I guess like with the book, when it originally like was the book idea, and then we had an idea to do a podcast, and that was kind of the way to record conversations with people we wanted to include in the book, and eventually, you know, like, there was a lot of people asking to be on the show, and also I just saw like how businesses could make money off of a podcast, and I really enjoyed talking to successful people and just having like non-structured conversations, and you know, from there it grew into something that could make money, and whether that was from advertisers or what else is there? Book sales, like a book deal. And we got the book deal with Penguin Random House in Singapore about a year ago or so. And, you know, it's funny I talk about this since we just got the book advance payment today. But I think, like, my skills were I could really write, and I really enjoyed, like, journalism a lot. And I guess, like, to some extent, I worked in the tech industry and kind of understand that world. And I wanted to make a thing that would represent all of those. And it's always, to be honest, actually, now I backtrack and gather my thoughts. I had a dream to write a book, you know, and that's what got me into doing this. But we'll see where I am in a year. And
so it's like
that.
It's like one thing just led to another. And here you are.
Yeah. I mean, it was. What I would say is it was unlikely to publish it too, just since it was really like, if we were to do this in a quick way, we would have like gotten a deal and then we would have wrote it and worked with the publisher. But that took some time, just them reaching back out to us and trying to negotiate with them. And you know,
yeah. What part of like doing this is like your favorite part, and what part of it is like you don't really like, or like is not enjoyable?
That's a fun question. I'll start with the part that I really like, and it's I think I really like having these conversations with people and learning about them, and I really enjoy business to some extent too, where you know what's it called, like you're providing value to someone in exchange for like money, right, or something else. And just I guess like the fact of selling something, like I enjoy selling something, okay, because I think I proved myself right, or I proved other people wrong when they said I couldn't do this. And then the fact that the other part about what I don't like is I guess just doing a little bit of like the tedious tasks of like replying to emails, or you know, trying to make content as best as it can, because I'm not the best video editor, but yeah, there's you know, certain things that you're gonna like and not like about any job, and you could be the president and you'll definitely have stuff you don't like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
yep, so was this the dream job you imagined yourself doing when you were a kid, like writing, author, podcaster, that stuff?
Well, I don't think podcasting exists when I was a kid. So, I mean...
More so author.
Well, if a kid is like an 18-year-old or 20-year-old, then yeah. But I think I have no idea what I wanted to do as a kid. I just wanted to play video games and forget about homework. But what is it called? When I was a kid, I would say, like, even in the book, we wrote a part about, like, I wanted to be, like, a policeman or something just to fight the bad guys, but that's not happening. So, you know, I definitely would say I outdid myself in a sense that, like, you achieve something you never thought, or you thought that wasn't likely to happen. I think that's really the big thing there.
Nice. So when you were, like, younger, like, when you were a child, like, playing video games and forgetting about homework. Who are your main idols?
I'd say my dad and my mom. Just, you know, seeing them come home from work and being able to provide a life and being somebody who's like 29 right now, for some context, and seeing that's not as easy as it looks to show up and make money and manage the money and all that. It's definitely I'd say enjoy the youth days.
Yeah.
Like, don't throw up at all.
Yeah. Why did you pick this job? I mean, with all the jobs out there in the world today, why did you pick this one?
You know, that's a good question. I'd say I think it kind of picked me in a sense, because I think as someone who's like applied to a lot of jobs and didn't even interviewed in late rounds and never got like a concrete offer or a big time offer, I just wanted to follow like my passions and really do something that I believe was like a big goal of mine. And that's and I guess, like, you know, once you see some sort of money coming in from what people willing to pay you, like maybe book sales, or, you know, the podcast sells ads, or people want to pay to be on the podcast, or people buy merch or anything like that, you tend to believe in yourself more, right? Like, once you have like a little bit of proof of concept, you kind of, you know, start to try to build on that. And, you know, once you do that, then you want to continue doing that. So I think that's what it was. But I definitely believe in finding the joy in, you know, the little things you're doing every day, because you know, if you don't, then you kind of just are doing a to-do list for the rest of your life. You know, that's not very fun.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
So, Henry, you have a question, yep, right?
So what was your career before this, and what made you move on from it?
Good question, Henry. Before this, I worked at Airbnb doing, like, I was looking at listings and just verifying them. And then, you know, the pandemic happened, but I think that job ended right before the pandemic. And during the pandemic, that's when I started the podcast. And also, I didn't really have, like, a full-on, like, career exactly, I would say. And what made me move on was just the seeing the possibility of what I could do with the book. You know, if I think about like the successful authors of books and how they've made a career and life off of their book idea, that kind of gave me some belief into what I'm working on at the moment.
So what was the biggest highlight of this cool career?
I wouldn't know what to say. I think that I think the highlight would be just seeing the book on a bookshelf in a bookstore, really.
Yeah.
You know, just, I mean, thinking about like how it was a Google Doc for a couple of years before it became a physical book, you know, that's something I have trouble wrapping my head around. But I think, you know, the highlights are really just, I'd say maybe doing a book signing in the future. Or actually, one of the highlights was selling a book, like a pre-order book, selling a couple copies to people I know and, you know, just met, right? Like, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, I hung out with one of my friends, like roommates, and I convinced him to buy a book, and it was just so cool to make money off of an idea. And I think that's what everybody in the world wants to experience, right? But, you know, it's a little different, you know, going to work for like a McDonald's, or like going to work for like anything, anywhere, and having your own company, which I have. So it's a lot of hard work, and, you know, to see it pay off is a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of dedication in that.
Yeah. And like, it's always good to see, like, after you've built something for like a while, it's always good to see how far you've come. It's amazing.
Oh yeah. I don't even know how I got here.
That's how I kind of feel about this podcast. Like, I'm proud me and Henry were able to execute an idea.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was just, April, and we were starting this, staying up late, working on the website and everything.
Yeah.
Now,
come on. Oh, wow. Look where we are. It's awesome. All the people, all the amazing people we've talked to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys interview the mayor of your town, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, what are the biggest challenges that you think can be What are the biggest challenges that you think can be solved by our generation that you'd want us to solve for you?
Are you asking what's like the biggest challenge that you want that I want to see solved for?
Yeah.
Your generation or my generation? Or
I mean, we're not that far apart in age if you really think about it. So I guess our generation.
Oh, gotcha. Gen Y, right? Or Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen Z. Okay, gotcha. You know, I think the world has definitely its share of difficulties and problems. I think something that my co-author Earl, who's Max's dad or Maxwell's dad, we wrote about in the book was seeing the problem of like poverty solved. We thought that poverty led to, you know, a lot of people acting desperate and all that. And I think like, you know, there's a lot of problems that we could pick apart and choose from, but if there was a problem to pick to solve, I think it'd be poverty, just since a lot of people do struggle with money, and even myself, like if we could find a way to give them economic empowerment through entrepreneurship would be great. Like if they read the book that I wrote and saw that they could make something like a reality, or I don't know, they could just pursue their dreams. I think maybe there's even a deeper thought there. It's like a problem of being scared of, you know, failure, right? Like that's, or being scared of people crushing your dreams and hopes, or, you know, making fun of you or whatever, like anything like that. I think that's a problem that we'd love to combat and put away with, since, you know, like a lot of people, myself included, will, you know, not want to do something because they're scared it's gonna fail. And I think that's kind of the problem we try to solve with the book.
Yeah. So here's the thing, don't be scared of failure. Just think of what could happen. Think of the good things. Like, think about success instead of what if I fail? What if I succeed? What if I get it done? And if someone wants to follow in your footsteps as an author, a podcaster, what would you tell him or her?
You know, I'd say that whenever you come up against like a hurdle or like a mental challenge where you're not seeing what you want to happen, I'd say just have faith in yourself and try to get somebody to help you. Or sometimes it's just a matter of being persistent. And, you know, I have the saying, it's persistence beats resistance. And, you know, I think that if you don't give up, there's not really a way you could lose in the end, right? Like, I think, like, in sports, too, like, you'll feel like the winner if you tried your really best. And I think that's it. You know, it's not about making X amount of dollars or anything. I think it's about the personal success where you feel like you accomplished something that meant a lot to you. And I think that's what I would say.
So what is your main life advice for kids listening to this podcast?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, kids just have fun and be creative, or be curious about things that interest you, you know, like if it's at school, or if it's at after school stuff, like ask questions. And you know, don't be afraid to do something that's you're not used to doing, or, you know, anything like that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gonzalez, for allowing us to interview you. I'm sure more kids will be inspired by this interview.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. And thank you for, you know, the time today, too.
To whoever's listening, thanks for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.